This is the final part of Module 2, Unit 1 of the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico. Let's review the conversation for this unit once more. Speak loudly and clearly, and try to speak at the same speed as the speaker. Ready?
Perdone, señora. ¿Dónde están los carros públicos?
En la plaza, señor.
¿Está muy lejos la plaza?
No, no. Mire, en la próxima esquina... Doble a la izquierda. Y siga directo por esa calle hasta el final.
Muy amable, señora. Buenas tardes, señor.
Buenas tardes.
¿Cuándo sale usted para Fajardo?
Salgo pronto, como en 10 minutos.
¿Y cuánto cuesta?
75 centavos, señor.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
When asking about the departure or arrival time of any means of transportation, the person answering your question may use exact times. To understand and use time expressions, you will need to learn some more numbers. First, let's review the numbers 1 through 10. Listen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Listen to the numbers 1 through 10 again and repeat during the pause after each.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Listen now to the numbers 11 through 20.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Exercise 12. Listen to the same numbers and repeat. Each number will be given twice.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Veinte. Veinte.
Listen to the numbers 21 through 30.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Exercise 13. Listen to the same numbers and repeat. Each number will be given twice.
21. 21. 22. 22. 23. 23. 24. 24. 25. 25. 26. 26. 27. 27. 28. 28. 29. 29. 30. 30.
From 30 on, numbers follow the same pattern. Listen to the number 40.
40.
Repeat.
40. 40.
50 is...
50.
Repeat.
50. 50.
60 is...
60.
Repeat.
60. 60.
70 is...
70.
Repeat.
70. 70.
Exercise 14. Listen and repeat.
31. 32. 40. 43. 44. 50. 55. 56. 60. 67. 68. 70. 79.
Exercise 15. Say the following numbers in Spanish. After saying each number, you will hear the correct response. 31.
31.
40.
40.
28.
28.
19.
19.
8.
8.
16.
16.
25.
25.
34.
34.
13.
13.
22.
22.
49.
49.
57.
57.
60.
60.
44.
44.
53.
53.
77.
77.
In giving you an answer as to when or at what time some means of transportation leaves or arrives, the person will begin with either the words
ala
or
alas,
both meaning at when talking about time.
Ala
is used for any time involving 1 o'clock, and
alas
is used for any time involving 2 o'clock through 12 o'clock. Listen to the words meaning at 1 o'clock.
A la una.
Listen again and repeat.
A la una. A la una.
Now, listen to the words meaning at 2 o'clock.
A las dos.
Listen again and repeat this time.
A las dos. A las dos.
Listen.
A las diez.
At 10 o'clock. Repeat.
A las diez. A las diez.
Again.
A las diez.
Exercise 16. Let's practice using these expressions. If you hear
una,
say
a la una.
If you hear any other hour, such as
dos,
say
a las dos.
You will then hear the correct response.
Una.
A la una.
Tres.
A las tres.
Cinco.
A las cinco.
Cuatro.
A las cuatro.
Una.
A la una.
Doce.
A las doce.
Nueve.
A las nueve.
Diez.
A las diez.
Dos.
A las dos.
For minutes past the hour, you use the word
y.
For example,
a la una y cinco.
At 1:05. Or
a las tres y diez.
At 3:10. Listen.
A la una y cinco.
Repeat.
A la una y cinco. A la una y cinco.
Listen.
A las tres y diez.
Repeat.
A las tres y diez. A las tres y diez.
Exercise 17. Listen and repeat.
a la 1:25. A las 6:05. A la 1:15. A las 10:20. A las 5:10. A las 7:45.
Exercise 18. Say in English the following sentences.
La lancha sale a la una.
The ferry leaves at 1 o'clock.
La guagua llega a las 3:10.
The bus arrives at 3:10.
Salimos a las 2.
We leave at 2 o'clock.
La lancha llega a las 4.
The ferry arrives at 4 o'clock.
Salgo a las 10:20.
I leave at 10:20. What do you think
llego a las 10
means? If you said, I arrive at 10 o'clock, you're right. Repeat.
Llego a las 10. Llego a las 10.
To find out how much it costs to go to Fajardo, Dave Scott asks the driver,
¿Cuánto cuesta?
Repeat.
¿Cuánto cuesta? ¿Cuánto cuesta?
In response to this question, the driver says,
75 centavos.
Repeat.
75 centavos. 75 centavos.
The word
centavos
means cents. Another word that means cents is
chavos.
Listen again and repeat.
Chavos. Chavos.
There are two words that mean dollar. They are
peso
and
dólar.
Listen and repeat.
Peso. Peso. Dólar. Dólar.
$5 can be
cinco pesos
or
$5.
Listen again and repeat.
Cinco pesos. Cinco pesos. $5. $5.
Exercise 19. You will hear in Spanish 10 numbers indicating prices. During the pause after each number, say the price in English. For example, if you hear
$6,
say $6. You will then hear the correct response.
$8.
$8.
$3.20.
$3.20.
35 centavos.
35 cents.
10.50.
10.50.
15 pesos.
$15.
60 chavos.
60 cents.
4.25.
4.25.
9.30.
9.30.
50 chavos.
50 cents.
11.45.
11.45.
30 pesos.
$30.
17.50.
17.50.
$40.
$40. Exercise 20. Say the following English sentences in Spanish. Good afternoon, sir.
Buenas tardes, señor.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Perdone, señora.
Where are the public cars?
¿Dónde están los carros públicos?
Or,
¿dónde están los públicos?
Where is La Sombra restaurant?
¿Dónde está el restaurante La Sombra?
At what time does the ferry leave?
¿A qué hora sale la lancha?
Is El Yunque very far?
¿Está el yunque muy lejos?
Are the beaches very far?
¿Están las playas muy lejos?
When does the bus arrive in Carolina?
¿Cuándo llega la guagua a Carolina?
Or,
¿a qué hora llega la guagua a Carolina?
I leave soon.
Salgo pronto.
We leave in about 10 minutes.
Salimos como en 10 minutos.
How much does it cost?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
You're welcome.
De nada.
Exercise 21. Here are some signs that you might find in public buildings. Listen and repeat.
Entrada. Salida. Prohibido fumar. Abierto. Cerrado. Empuje. Ale. Damas. Caballeros. Información.
Exercise 22. Here is a conversation in which the familiar form of address is used. Listen to the conversation.
Francisco. ¿Cuándo sales para Vieques?
Salgo pronto, Marta, como en 40 minutos.
¿A qué hora sale la lancha?
Sale a las 11 y llega como a las 12:30.
Ah. ¿Dónde está Elena?
Está en casa. Tiene que trabajar mañana.
Ay, bendito. Pobrecita. Bueno, hasta luego, Francisco.
Ok. Hasta luego, Marta.
If you had trouble understanding the conversation, play it again on the audio tape, guessing at what you did not understand. If you still aren't sure, follow the text as you listen and check the notes in your book. If you need to, check the English translation at the key at the end of your book. This concludes the last part of Module 2, Unit 1 of the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico. If you think you're ready, take the self-evaluation quiz for this unit.